Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and we see how long we can hang on. And then I take my 13 years of experience and give you my honest first impression. And today we are listening to Con Friends Podcast, Cosplay, Shenanigans, and Debauchery. They're not in Apple Podcasts yet. If they are, it's not on their website. Their website right now is confriends.libsyn.com. And according to their About page, Confriends Podcast is designed to battle post-con depression by talking about the good times at a convention, the con prep, and the activities we do in between cons with special guest interviews, shenanigans, and debauchery. And we're going to listen to the very first episode right after this little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go. Episode number 188 of the Podcast Rodeo Show goes a little something like this.
Hey, con friends. Welcome to the Con Friends Podcast. This show is made by a group of friends who met at a con, and we can't get enough of that con life. We like to keep the excitement going between conventions, so we get together and discuss all the fun and nerdy things that we like to do. Join us for an hour of cosplay, nerd talk, shenanigans, and debauchery.
All right, that's loud. Music for the sake of nothing. Here's some more music.
All right, Stacey.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time at MegCon?
I had a fantastic time at MegCon. I learned a few things about how I need to manage a million different things that I want to do at the same time at the con. But, yeah, all in all, it was a good experience. I had to overcome being a little bit ill. But other than that, I really enjoyed meeting a bunch of new people. I enjoyed being able to show off a couple new cosplay stretches that I was working on.
Stretches? Is that like something you do before you cosplay? Or
you didn't see them? He did like 15 stretches before he put on the costume.
Cosplay stretching is really important. It's extremely important. You just don't want to go out there like cold. I mean, you're going to get like a cosplay cramp.
Yeah, or you could be like
all the people in the lobby were kind of weirded out.
Emilio and his crew, though, they like, I think they went to a party and then went to the
gym. So there are three people here?
I really respect that.
Wow. Yeah, I was kind of impressed. I'm not sure about how I could work the gym into the middle of that kind of hard party, yeah. But, you know, more power to him.
That's impressive, like being at the con, three people. Like, totally stopping, being like doing something totally different and then coming right back.
Yeah, full-fledged. I was really impressed. Yeah, this podcast was originally supposed to take place at the con. We have since then realized we do not have time at an actual con, or we at least have not made the time at an actual con to podcast there yet. Hopefully it's something that we'll be able to do in the future. But as of now, we're doing a recap, a con recap podcast for our con friends.
So starting off with the Thursday night, we kind of rolled up in there a little bit late, but I think it was still a win for us. I mean, I think we showed up at about 5 a.m. on Thursday. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. There's definitely going to be, if you check out the page, there's a video of he made a... Well, tell us a little bit about your ball.
Wow. Did she just say, tell us a little bit about your ball? Okay. A couple of things here. Music for the sake of nothing drives me nuts. Like, we have to have an intro music. Well, that thing you did at the beginning where you're like... You know, con thing in the day, and we talk about friends and debauchery. You should have been saying that over the really loud music, and for the record, turn that down a little bit. I like the fact you found some friends who all have the same kind of hobby that you do, but you didn't introduce anybody. You just started off, and you said, hey, Stacy, what did you think of Hungry Con? I went back and actually, I have no idea what con you're talking about. Hey, Stacy, what did you think of Hungry Con? Bacon Con? What was it? And then the stretching, for the record, dancing on the radio, not that entertaining, just something to think about. And then, again, what con is this? What's the con about? And this is, and for the record, this is a really easy mistake to make because you're talking with your friends and you all know what the con is about. You were just there. But you might say, hey, this is Stacy, that's Danny, and this is Trisha, and we just went to blah, blah, blah con. And this is a con for people that like to do yada, yada, yada. And so, Stacy, what did you think about that? And then have him go into what do you think about that instead of trying to be funny and talk about stretching because, well, and then the other thing you said is, I think there's videos on the page. Okay, what page? So you're doing, you have what is called the curse of knowledge here. The curse of knowledge is where you know the guest, you know the co-host. And so when you say the page, everybody knows what the page is. The page is the page. I don't. I'm new to the party. So you have to explain where the page is, where the website is, things like that. And I would definitely get, I would figure out what the name of your show is, confriendspodcast.com or something like that. And I would be referring to that. Hey, if you want to see the video of Stacy do his stretches, then go out to confriendspodcast.com/1 or whatever. And of course, you can get your own website. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. That is SiteGround. That's who I use for a lot of my stuff. Or you can go to coolerwebsites.com. That's another great website where you can buy domains and things like that. Now, the other thing, what you were doing good was I didn't think the audio had a fair amount, but not a huge, I mean, you had a fair amount of hiss, but it wasn't to the point where it was distracting. At times, I think Stacy sounded a little distorted, but I'm starting to think that's because I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster. But all in all, the audio was definitely listenable, and you did a job of trying to explain what the show is up front. I just would have put that explanation over the music, turned the music down a little bit, and then figured out what you guys were going into, like what was going to be the first topic, and go from there. And then don't forget to explain what the con is. And who's it for? Where can people find out about the con? The who, what, why, when, and where of the con, and then get into the review. But for a first episode, not bad. I've heard much worse. And again, I would just get either a domain and point it at your Libsyn site. They are using Libsyn, by the way. Use the coupon code SOPFREE, all one word, to get a free month at Libsyn. You could point it at your and use them for your website. And for a first podcast, the good news is you're off the ground and you're up and running. And no matter what you do, I always tell people, when you get to episode 10, you're going to cringe when you listen to episode 1. And this really wasn't that horrible. You, a lot of room to improve here, but not a complete, absolute train wreck. So thank you so much. If you'd like to have your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, just go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review, and this is one of those shows that I really think could benefit from a full review to where I could go through and listen to it. I could pick apart their audio a little more. That would be podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with my friend Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio. So I kind of go over the technical side. He goes over the content side, and we tell you what you're doing right and what you need to maybe improve on. And if you don't even have a podcast, come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, that's LISTENER, and save on either a monthly or yearly subscription. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode number 188 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you got comments, call them in, 888-563-3228. If you swipe left or right or up and down on whatever app you're listening to, you should see the number right there. And I'd love to hear your voice here. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always remember to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.